content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrood for the Triangle Radio Reading Service, actually for the North Carolina Reading Service, our new name. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance, and movies that are currently available with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. So, the pickings are kind of slim for live theater, but what we've got going on at the moment in Raleigh is Annie at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium, and that will be on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m., and Antigone at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, July 28th at 3 p.m. That's the whole shebang for the live theater. Movies, first of all, we have at the North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Summer Movies, The Dude Abides Movie Party, plus The Big Lebowski at the North Carolina Museum of Art. It'll be happening on August 10th. There's a pre-movie party from 6:30 to 8:30. The movie plays at 9 p.m. Careful, man, there's a beverage here. The celebration is back with costume contest, trivia, nihilists, and the Folgers can. Activities from 6:30 to 8:30. Movie begins at 9. Bring a picnic or purchase food from food trucks, weather permitting. The Big Lebowski is a 1998 movie directed by John Cohen, written by Ethan Cohen and Joel Cohen. It runs 117 minutes, and it's rated R. The dude still abides in this cult favorite from the Cohen brothers. Jeffrey Lebowski, played by Jeff Bridges, is assaulted by home invaders who have mistaken his identity. The crime draws Lebowski and his social circle of eccentrics into an escalating series of bizarre events. Put on your bathrobe, pour yourself a white Russian, and don't forget to bring a rug. It really brings the room together. Now, for commercial theaters, the following theaters offer movies with audio description in the Triangle area. There is the North Hills Stadium 14, the Briar Creek Stadium 14. Both of those are in Raleigh, with North Hills being at 4150 Main at North Hills Street, and the Briar Creek at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. There's also the Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill at 120 Banks Drive, the Crossroads Stadium 20 in Cary at 501 Cataboo Avenue, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive in Apex, and the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East in Garner. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. You can find out what their show times are by calling 844-462-7342 and following the menu prompts. You can search by movie or by theater and get the necessary information. So let's take a look at what movies we have with audio description. There is Aladdin, which is rated PG. It plays at all of these theaters, and once again, that's the Crossroads in Cary, the Beaver Creek in Apex, the North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, White Oak in Garner, and Timberline in Chapel Hill. Toy Story 4 is rated G. It plays at all of those theaters. Annabelle Comes Home is rated R. It plays everywhere except the Timberline. Crawl, also rated R, plays at all of those theaters. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum, It's rated R. It's still playing at the Crossroads in Cary. Midsummer, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the Briar Creek in Raleigh. Rocket Man, rated R, still playing at the Crossroads in Cary and the Beaver Creek in Apex. Spider-Man Far From Home is rated PG-13, plays at all of the theaters. Stuber, rated R, plays everywhere except Timberline. I have actually seen this movie. I enjoyed it, and I would recommend it. The Avengers Endgame, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, and White Oak. The Lion King, rated PG, plays at Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, Briar Creek, White Oak, and Timberline. In other words, it's at all of those theaters. The Secret Life of Pets is rated PG, plays at the Crossroads, Beaver Creek, North Hills, and White Oak. And finally, Yesterday, which I also have seen. It's rated PG-13. It plays at all of the theaters. And now for the scoop on these movies. Aladdin, rated PG, runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. It is the exciting tale of the charming street rat Aladdin, the courageous and self-determined Princess Jasmine, and the genie who may be the key to their future. The cast includes Will Smith, Naomi Scott, Mena Massoud, Marwan Kenzari, Numan Akar, David Negeplom, Billy Magnuson, and Nassim Pedrad. It's directed by Guy Ritchie. It's an action-adventure musical. Annabelle Comes Home, rated R for horror and terror, runs 1 hour and 46 minutes. Determined to keep Annabelle from wreaking more havoc, paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren, Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, lock the possessed doll in the artifacts room in their house. But when the doll awakens the room's evil spirits, it soon becomes an unholy night of terror. For the couple's 10-year-old daughter, her friends, and their young babysitter. The cast includes Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga, McKenna Grace, Madison Eisman, Katie Sarif, Steve Coulter, and it's directed by Gary Dauberman. This is a horror movie. Crawl is rated R for brief language and bloody creature violence. It runs 1 hour and 28 minutes. When a massive hurricane hits her Florida town, young Haley, played by Kaya Scolidario, ignores the evacuation orders to search for her missing father, Dave, played by Barry Pepper. After finding him gravely injured in their family home, the two of them become trapped by the rapidly encroaching floodwaters. With the storm strengthening, Haley and Dave discover an even greater threat than the rising water level, a relentless attack from a pack of gigantic alligators. In addition to Barry Pepper and Kaya Scodelario, the cast includes Ross Anderson. It's directed by Alexandra Aja, that's A-J-A, and it's a horror movie. John Wick, Chapter 3, the Parabellum, it's rated R for some language and pervasive strong violence. The runtime is 2 hours and 10 minutes. Super assassin John Wick, played by Keanu Reeves, is on the run after killing a member of the International Assassins Guild. And with a $14 million price tag on his head, he is the target of hitmen and women everywhere. In addition to Keanu Reeves, Angelica Houston, Ian McShane, Jason Matzoukas, Lawrence Fishburne, Lance Reddick, and Halle Berry are included in the cast. It's directed by Chad Stahelski. It's an action-adventure suspense thriller. Midsummer is rated R for strong sexual content, grisly images, disturbing ritual violence, graphic nudity, drug use, and language. I think I'd consider rating that double R. Danny and Christian, played by Florence Pugh and Jack Revnor, are a young American couple with a relationship on the brink of falling apart. But after a family tragedy keeps them together, a grieving Danny invites herself to join Christian and his friends on a trip to a once-in-a-lifetime midsummer festival in a remote Swedish village. The carefree summer holiday in a land of eternal sunlight takes a sinister turn when the insular villagers invite their guests to partake in festivities that are increasingly disturbing. In addition to Florence Pugh and Jack Revnor, the cast includes Will Poulter, William Jackson Harper, Archie Mataquay, Elora Torchia, and Wilhelm Blomgren. It's directed by Ari Aster. It is a horror movie. Rocket Man, rated R, has a runtime of 2 hours and 1 minute. Rocket Man is an epic musical fantasy about the incredible human story of Elton John's breakthrough years. The film follows the fantastical journey of transformation from shy piano prodigy Reginald Dwight into international superstar Elton John. The inspirational story, set to Elton John's most beloved songs and performed by star Taron Egerton, tells the universally relatable story of how a small-town boy became one of the most iconic figures in pop culture. Rocket Man also stars Jamie Bell as Elton's longtime lyricist and writing partner, Bernie Taupin, Richard Madden as Elton's first manager, John Reed and Bryce Dallas Howard as Elton's mother, Sheila Fairbrother. It's directed by Dexter Fletcher. It's a drama musical. Spider-Man Far From Home is rated PG-13 for sci-fi action violence, brief suggestive comments, and some language. It runs 2 hours and 9 minutes. Following the events of Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man, played by Tom Holland, must step up to take on new threats in a world that has changed forever. Jack Gyllenhaal, Michael Keaton, Jon Favreau, Tom Holland, Tony Revolori, Marissa Tomei, Samuel L. Jackson, Zendaya, Colby Smulders, Laura Harrier, Michael Mondo, Martin Starr, and Anjuri Rice are included in the cast. It's directed by John Watts. It's a comedy, action, adventure, sci-fi, fantasy. Stuber, rated R for language throughout, brief graphic nudity, some sexual references and violence, runs 1 hour and 33 minutes. A quick-tempered cop who's recovering from eye surgery recruits a mild-mannered Uber driver to help him catch the heroin dealer who murdered his partner. The mismatched pair soon find themselves in a wild day of stakeouts and shootouts as they pursue violent criminals through the seedy streets of Los Angeles. Dave Bautista, Kumail Nanjiani, Mira Sorvino, Natalie Morales, and Betty Gilpin star in this. It's directed by Michael Dowse. It's a comedy action-adventure. Avengers Endgame is rated PG-13 for sequences of sci-fi violence, action, and some language. It runs 3 hours and 2 minutes. Adrift in space with no food or water, Tony Stark sends a message to Pepper Potts as his oxygen supply starts to dwindle. Meanwhile, the remaining Avengers, Thor, Black Widow, Captain America, and Bruce Banner, must figure out a way to bring back their vanquished allies for an epic showdown with Thanos, the evil demigod who decimated the planet and the universe. And this is the of the action-adventure variety. It's a huge cast, so I'm not going to run through the entire cast here. I'll just let you know that it's directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo, and it's a sci-fi action-adventure. The Secret Life of Pets 2 is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 26 minutes. Continuing the story of Max and his pet friends following their secret lives after their owners leave them for work or school each day. The cast includes Kevin Hart, Harrison Ford, Eric Stonestreet, Lake Bell, Tiffany Haddish, Garth Jennings, Patton Oswalt, Dana Carvey, Jenny Slate, Hannibal Buress, Nick Kroll, Bobby Moynihan, Ellie Kemper, and Pete Holmes. It's directed by Chris Renaud. It's an animated comedy family film. The Lion King, rated PG, runs 1 hour and 58 minutes. Simba, voiced by Danny Glover, idolizes his father, King Mufasa, voiced by James Earl Jones, and takes to heart his own royal destiny on the plains of Africa. But not everyone in the kingdom celebrates the new cub's arrival. Scar, voiced by Chiwetel Ejiofor, Mufasa's brother and former heir to the throne, has plans of his own. The battle for Pride Rock is soon ravaged with betrayal, tragedy, and drama, ultimately resulting in Simba's exile. Now, with help from a curious pair of newfound friends, Simba must figure out how to grow up and take back what is rightfully his. The cast includes Seth Rogen, Keegan-Michael Key, Eric Andre, Donald Glover, James Earl Jones, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Alfre Woodard, John Oliver, Shahadi Wright Joseph, Beyonce, Billy Eichner, Florence Kasumba, J.D. McCray, and John Kenny. And this is directed by Joe Favreau. This is a family drama with animals, and it's action and adventure. Toy Story 4, rated G, runs 1 hour and 40 minutes. We've got Woody, voiced by Tom Hanks, Buzz Lightyear, voiced by Tim Allen, and the rest of the gang embarking on a road trip with Bonnie and a new toy named Forky. The adventurous journey turns into an unexpected reunion as Woody's slight detour leads him to his long-lost friend Bo Peep, played by Annie Potts. As Woody and Bo discuss the old days, they soon start to realize they're worlds apart when it comes to what they want from life as a toy. Cast of Tom Hanks, Jordan Peele, Keanu Reeves, Bonnie Hunt, Patricia Arquette, Joan Cusack, Keegan-Michael Key, Tim Allen, Wallace Shawn, Annie Potts, Tony Hale, John Ratzenberger, Laurie Metcalf, Timothy Dalton, Kristen Schaal, Blake Clark, Don Rickles, Estelle Harris, Jeff Garlin, and Jeff Pigeon. This is directed by Josh Cooley. It's animated. It's a family, comedy, action, adventure. And Yesterday, rated PG-13, runs 1 hour and 56 minutes. Jeff Malik, played by Himesh Patel, is a struggling singer-songwriter in an English seaside town whose dreams of fame are rapidly fading, despite the fierce devotion and support of his childhood best friend, Ellie, played by Lily James. After a freak bus accident during a mysterious global blackout, Jack wakes up to discover that the Beatles have never existed. Performing songs by the greatest band in history to a world that has never heard them, Jack becomes an overnight sensation with a little help from his agent. The cast includes Lily James, Kate McKinnon, Himesh Patel, Ana de Armas, Ed Sheeran, Lamorne Morris, and it is directed by Danny Boyle. It's a comedy, music, performing arts genre. And that's the layout for movies there. Got a close-up here on the plays that are being performed with audio description. Once again, Annie is at the North Carolina Theater, performed in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. The audio-described performance is on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. With equal measures of pluck and positivity, Little Orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next-to-nothing start in 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. With the help of the other girls in the orphanage, Annie escapes to the wondrous world of New York City. In adventure after fun-filled adventure, Annie foils Miss Hannigan's evil schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new home and family in billionaire Oliver Warbucks. The tickets run from $25.15 all the way up to $103.15. You can make reservations by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Once again, that's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. Antigone at Raleigh Little Theater plays on Sunday, July 28th at 3 p.m. Antigone, defying her Uncle Creon's decree that her brother should remain unburied, challenges the morality of man's law, overruling the laws of gods. The clash between her and Creon, with its tragic consequences, have inspired continual reinterpretation. The play Antigone is by Sophocles. This translation is by Don Taylor, and this production is directed by Meredith Peterson Cooper. Ticket prices are $15, and you can make reservations by calling Raleigh Little Theater box office at 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. And with the last 5 or so minutes here, we'll take a look at what James Berardinelli, the movie reviewer, has to say about The Lion King. Once again, it runs an hour and 58 minutes. It's rated PG. It's an animated adventure directed by Jon Favreau. Although it qualifies as solid entertainment for a 2019 family with its technically superior look, the film struggles mightily to find the magic that came so easily to its predecessor. Mr. Berardinelli gives it 3 out of a possible 4 stars. And he says, The Lion King becomes the first mainstream animated movie to be remade as an animated film. Proponents of calling the 2019 version live action will argue that the methods used to make this new iteration are completely different from those employed in 1994. However, although there is a credited cinematographer, the legendary Caleb Deschanel, and some real-life background shots were used, the majority of The Lion King was created on a computer using animation techniques. There are no humans in the film, and their only participation was doing voiceover work. Of all the recent Disney recreations, that makes The Lion King the most curious. For many years, The Lion King was Disney's highest-grossing animated film. It stands at number 24 on the all-time domestic list, number 20 when adjusted for inflation, and wasn't knocked off its perch at the top of the Magic Kingdom until the release of 2003's Finding Nemo. It was the most lucrative of the final wave of hand-drawn animation, sandwiched in between Aladdin and Pocahontas, which showed significant erosion. The film's success led to its reinvention as a Broadway production and its eventual, quote, transformation under the guidance of Iron Man director Jon Favreau into the latest of this irksome and unnecessary trend of remaking animated classics into less-than-classic new versions. On a technical level, The Lion King is an unqualified triumph, with Favreau's photorealistic African fauna making it easy to mistake the movie for an Animal Planet Channel special. Cutting-edge CGI still has issues when it comes to the creation of human beings, but it can craft animals with 100% believability. There are drawbacks to this, however. The original Lion King's hand-drawn animation placed it in a state of unreality where even the most bizarre story elements, such as singing animals, were easily accepted. A disconnect can occur, however, when perfectly rendered animals start speaking. There's a reason why Tim Burton removed the talking animal aspect of Dumbo. The more realistic the creatures, the more difficult it is to accept them doing things that are contrary to their intrinsic capabilities. The Lion King is essentially a CGI copy of the 1994 film, with occasional visual flourishes, a clever in-joke, and a new song providing sources of differentiation. Even more than was the case with his The Jungle Book remake, Favreau leans on the earlier version. When Kenneth Branagh helped to start this lamentable trend in 2015 with Cinderella, he used the animated classic as an inspiration and expanded the story, giving it a hitherto unrealized depth. Sadly, The Lion King joins Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin as proficient but pointless retreads. All three are significantly longer than their predecessors, but none makes use of the extra time in the way Branagh did. On a purely technical level, The Lion King is probably the best of these remakes, but it's also the most disappointing because the gap between potential and achievement is so great. It's impossible to deny the film's appeal. Those who have never seen the 1994 The Lion King will ooh and ah at the cute animals and shrink away from the nasty ones. Those who have seen the 1994 version may be overtaken by nostalgia and sentiment. Favreau pulls no punches when it comes to manipulation. For him, The Jungle Book was a warm-up. This is the main show, to the extent that Disney is more interested in box office success than creativity. He nails it. But financial triumph isn't everything. If it was, I'd be less aware of the curious emptiness I felt while watching this movie. So that's what James Berardinelli has to say about the movie. And I guess we're kind of running a little short on time here for this episode of Movie and Theater Previews. I'm Kurt Benrud for the North Carolina Reading Service, which was previously known as the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with me, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or in the theater and talk with you in a couple of weeks. All the best. Bye now.